Hello and welcome again to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and this week we have a tribute to comedian Jerry Lewis, who died this summer at the age of 91. He made his first splash in show business as a comedy duo with Dean Martin. Jerry Lewis was born into a vaudeville family, and he always wanted to be a success, even from a very young age. He and Dean Martin found themselves on the same bill in several locations and began kidding around together on stage after the show was over. A reporter from Billboard magazine wrote a favorable review, and it wasn't long before they found success on radio and in films. The first show we have today is a Bing Crosby show sponsored by Chesterfield Tobacco. Chesterfield would also sponsor the Martin and Lewis show. We'll have one of those shows for our second feature. Here is Bing Crosby's Chesterfield show, first broadcast November 7th, 1951 on CBS.
Someone Judd Collins of the Bears and Bing's guests, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to present the most popular man in radio since everyone else went into television, Bing Crosby.
Don't mislead yourself, Ken, or these charming people either. There are plenty of people left in radio.
Well, anyway, Bing, you don't seem to be worried about it. Gee, you look wonderful.
I feel wonderful. I just come back from Lake Arrowhead. Up there on location, making a picture and fishing.
Oh. Well, if you've got a lot of fish, bring them over to my house for dinner tonight.
Oh, no, I'm busy tonight, Ken. I can't do it. I've got to play a benefit for a bookmaker.
While you were away, Joan Crawford released her list of the 10 men in Hollywood who have the most sex appeal.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's me and Hope.
Brace yourself. You and Bob didn't make it. You see, Bing, in order to get on the list of great lovers, you must have a terrific inner emotion. Can you look into a girl's eyes and start a roaring fire?
Well, if I do, who's going to put it out? Let me tell you something, Ken. If Joan Crawford or anyone else is making up a list of men who appeal to ladies of the land, she should never forget to include the name of Snodgrass Rutherford.
Snodgrass Rutherford?
Yes, Snodgrass Rutherford.
Who's he?
Why, Ken, Snodgrass Rutherford is known far and wide as the gentleman who poses for the pictures in the long underwear section of the Sears Roebuck catalog.
I know Snoddy real well.
He's a gallant man,
he's a gay boy.
Now, Ken, I think we better get here rolling here with a little music. I note the opening selection is Mr. Christopher Columbo from Here Comes the Groom. John Scott, get it rolling, will you? Here's Christopher Columbo. Meet Christopher Columbo. Well, it proved to all the squares that the world was round. Circle round and found the U. S.A. Christopher Columbo went for a boat ride one fine day. On his day off, travel such a way off, he found the USA. Oh, Christopher Columbo thought the world was round. Oh, resto, westo, sailed the man Columbo, he found the USA. Rusted, lusted, first he bought him mustard, 'cause all he found was ground unplowed. So he hoed some, laid her on the growth, some buildings tall and proud.
Oh, Christopher Columbo thought the world was round. Oh, presto, westo, sailed the man Columbo, he found the USA.
Isabella really liked this fella, pawned her best fur coat. The
just to buy the boy a boat.
Oh, Mr. Crystal, Cristobal Colombo,
thought the world was round. Oh, presto, westo, sailed the man Colombo. He found the USA. He found the USA. Stop and load some freight. But where ground was all he really found was real nifty real estate.
Oh, Mr. Crystal, Cristobal Colombo, thought the world was round. Oh, presto, westo, sailed the man Colombo. He found the USA.
When he docked here, almost no one flocked here. Now it's more alive. Try a Sunday drive.
Oh, Mr. Crystal
Colombo, he really pulled his R.
Oh, glad he got here. Now we have a spot here known as Freedom's Door,
where the helpless, homeless open up Freedom's Door. Where the helpless, homeless open up Freedom's Door.
A new song which has been boosted into recent popularity by Louis Armstrong's great record.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this, a kiss to build a dream on. Give me a kiss before you leave me, and my imagination will feed my hungry heart. Leave me one thing before we part, a kiss to build a dream on. When I'm alone with my fancy, just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream on. Just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live.
thing.
Thank you, Ken.
Say, Ken, have you seen Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis yet?
Oh, sure. I saw him out in the hall.
Oh, what a pair.
When guys are right,
I know. Bing, I want to say something to you. I don't like to be catty or anything, and, well, you know I'm not a snoop.
Well,
but
I hope not, Ken.
Is it true that you and Bob Hope are just a little bit jealous of Martin and Lewis?
Oh, Ken, of course not. Why, Hope and Martin and Lewis and myself are buddies.
What?
We're all working for Chesterfield on the radio. We all make pictures at Paramount.
Ah, that's just the point. Isn't it perfectly obvious to you that Paramount is grooming Martin, a romantic singer, and Lewis, a terrific comedian, to take the place of Crosby and Hope?
Absolute nonsense, Ken. Martin and Lewis are they're friends of Bob's and mine.
Oh, Bing, how can you be so naive?
What naive? Ken, let me tell you something. At the studio, Martin and Lewis, they come in every day, and they tidy up our dressing rooms. They run and get us Cokes. They light our Chesterfield.
They do?
Sure. Of course, they use blowtorches. You know what characters they are. They can't do anything straighter on the level. Really, honestly, this is the darnest thing I've ever heard of. Don't worry about our buddies, Dean and Jerry. Those are just ugly rumors. They're crazy about Bob and me.
I don't know.
But Ken, at the last studio party, they danced with us.
They did?
Yeah. Not just any old dance. They asked for the first dance.
Oh. Bing, how can you be so blind? It's common gossip. Everybody's talking about it. Why, it's even been in the papers.
When was it in the papers?
Why, Harrison Carroll had a big story about it in the Herald Express last night.
Harrison Carroll? A big...
Yes.
Let's see, where...
Well, I got it right here. Look, I'll read it to you. Here, get this. What singer and what comedian at what studio are breathing down the neck of what singer and what comedian at what studio?
Oh, he didn't have to be so blunt. He didn't have to come right out and say so.
Could have bailed it a little.
Yes, I never realized it was that bad. Something of a shock. Makes me wish I'd saved some money.
I'll bet Hope wishes he'd save some, too.
Everybody tried to tell us, but you know, kids, we just wouldn't listen. We were gay butterflies flitting here and there. Now we're grounded, I guess.
Well, we've got Martin Lewis booked on the show. Let's get him on.
I'll tell you what, let's just open up the door a little and listen. Let's see what they're up to.
Okay.
Well, Jerry, I guess we're all set. And before we go into the studio now, remember to be on your best behavior tonight and don't be raucous.
Don't worry, I'll make more noise than anyone there.
Jerry, you should be very careful tonight. Just think, Jerry, tonight we're visiting the most loved man in America.
Oh, boy, I always wanted to meet Artie Shore.
No, Jerry, we're going to be on Bing Crosby's show.
Bing Crosby, that's my boy.
No, that's my boy. Hope is your boy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting. Gee, Dean, we're really going places. Did you see that wonderful write-up we got in Harrison Carroll's column last night?
No, what it say?
Well, get a load of this.
Well, what does it say? Tell me what it
says. It says, what singer and what comedian are breathing? Dean, that's us!
Oh! No, just a minute there. That could mean Crosby and Hope, you know.
Nah, it says we're breathing.
Well, anyway, Jerry, just because we happen to get our names in the papers, no reason for us to get swelled heads.
Oh, Dean, you're too modest. Did you read what Joan Grover said about me in the papers?
Oh, yeah. Joan named you in a list of 10 men who had sex appeal.
Sure. I'm sexy. I'm sexy. I'm sexy. I'm sexy.
Jerry. Well, come on. Let's go inside.
Okay.
Well, look who's here. Dean and Jerry. Come right in, pals.
Don't we get any applause?
You got it out in the hall.
Oh.
Fellas, I want to tell you. I'm going to watch you. I can see that.
Fellas, I want to tell you, it's a real thrill to have you on the program tonight.
Well, Bing, Jerry, and I are really thrilled to be here, too.
Yes, say, Bing, did you see the big write-up that Dean and I got in Harrison Carroll's column last night?
Oh, Jerry.
Yes, I saw it, Hedgehead.
Hedgehead?
Yes.
You don't like my haircut, huh? Well, just for that, the next time I trim it, I'm not going to save any for you.
I didn't mean to offend you, Jerry.
Well, he's a little sensitive about his looks, Bing.
Yeah.
The poor kid happened to be born with a face that only a mother could love.
He didn't like it either.
He looks a little like Snodgrass Rutherford. I don't get me wrong, Dean. I didn't mean to criticize the lad's physiognomy or his phrenology or his metoposky.
What was that?
I don't know what that is, but if you're going to talk dirty, we'll leave it.
Say, fellas, there's a rumor going around that Martin and Lewis are soon to replace Hope and myself. I think we should put an end to this silly rumor.
Well, of course. It's ridiculous.
Want to come in, kid?
I'd say it's downright ridiculous. I was so carried away by your performance. By the way, Dean, what time are you going to the beauty parlor to have your ears stretched?
Same time you go to have your nose put up in curl papers.
I guess so. I see that I've had some pirates nestling in my bosom here.
Bing, Jerry and I will forget this if you will.
Well, that's really nice. I'm happy that you harbor no thoughts of moving Hope and me out of Paramount.
Well, let's shake on that, Bing.
What are there, pals? Now, inasmuch as you chaps are my guests this evening, is there anything I can do to make your visit a happy one? Is there any special thing I can cook up to please you?
Yeah, show us how to make a road picture.
Oh. You show us how to make one. We're stuck. Okay, we'll do a road picture right now.
I'll be Bob Hope.
I'll be Bing Crosby.
Well, what about me?
Well, if it isn't Dorothy L'Amour.
What am I going to do for a sarong?
Just take a deep breath and let your shirt slip down.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's just be ourselves in this road picture.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, I'll be Bing Crosby, you'll be Dean Martin, and Jerry will be a beautiful native girl.
That being myself?
Well, Jerry, you got to be the native girl. We must have a girl for the love scene.
Love scene?
Yes, the love scene.
Can we pick out the furniture? I saw a sign.
Jerry! Crazy as a nut. Look, Jerry, I think you'd make a wonderful girl.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure. I remind me of the girls I usually get.
Come along, you chaps. Now, Ken, if you set the scene, we'll get on with the road picture.
All right, Bing. Ladies and gentlemen, we now present The Road to the South Seas, starring Bing Crosby, Dean Martin, and Geraldine Lewis. Over to you, Mr. Trotter. We now take you to the South Pacific, to the lush tropical island of Okadoka. As our scene opens, we find Bing Crosby and Dean Martin at work in the dairy farm on the island. They are adventurers who've come to the island to seek a fortune in pearl diving. And having had no luck, are forced to take a job in the dairy.
That's just fine work for a pearl diver. Ah, quit beefing, Bing.
But it's so hard milking coconuts.
I'm tired of this island, and I'm tired of this terrible heat, and I'm tired of these dirty old clothes.
Oh, what's eating you?
I don't know, but I'm tired of them, too.
You know, Dean, we could really strike it rich if we could get Leilani, the native girl, to tell us the location of the white pearl of Maluna. Fabulous, you know, it's worth millions.
Well, let's work on her. Say, here comes Leilani now.
Yeah, let's really con her, huh?
Hello, Leilani.
Me, sweet Leilani. Me lovely, me engaged, me use crankcase oil.
Ah, lovely Leilani, what beautiful hibiscus you have in your hair.
Me make them myself with hibiscus.
Hey, Bing, doesn't Leilani have a quaint accent?
Oh, I think it's charming.
I thought Yvonne DiCarlo.
Oh, sweet Leilani, I love you. Let me take you in my arms.
You.
But your eyes bewitch me. Your lips bewitch me. Your figure bewitches me.
All right, I'll bewitch in a minute.
I love you too, my darling. You're a woman, and I'm a...
You're a what?
If you're a woman, I can't figure out what I am.
Leilani, let's get down to business.
Here, boy. Here, boy.
Now, come, why don't you tell Dean and me where we can find the White Pearl of Maluna?
Me no tell where Pearl is, but me dance hula for you.
Oh, come on. Tell us where the Pearl is.
Me do old Fandango.
Old Fan your old dango someplace. Now, listen, Leilani, are you going to tell us where we can find the White Pearl or not?
Okay, me tell you where Pearl is, but first you must sing me love song.
We sure will, kid.
Come on, Dean.
Now, listen to this, Leilani. Sweet Leilani, you look so funny with orchids blooming in your ears, gardenias blooming round your ankles. You bloom all over, dear.
I'm a blooming idiot.
Never mind, sweet Leilani. Come dance for us.
Oh, we're with you, Wacky West Apple, Willie Apple. Oh, that lighter mile, the chest of real tobacco. Sound off.
The TV.
So we can turn off Milton Brown. Plenty of pineapple and the mink around to wear.
We'll get a little back jack and a new Cadillac. We might even get something. Just one more.
the jury at my trial. I know that I should serve my sentence. Still I'm hoping all the while you'll give me just one more word. I said that I was glad to start out. But now I'm back to cry my heart out for just one more chance. Well,
that's our closer for tonight. Now, my thanks to Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis for descending upon us this evening.
Hey, Bing, don't forget to say that our new picture is Sailor Beware and that we appear through the courtesy of Hal Wallace Productions.
Why is that important, Jerry?
Well, to me it isn't important. And to Dean it isn't. And to you maybe it isn't. But to Mr. Wallace it means everything.
Darn good reading.
May I take two giant steps?
Make Hal happy by all means. Ladies and gentlemen, what singer and what comedian from what studio appeared tonight through the courtesy of what producer? There you are.
Thanks a million, Bing.
Me too. Thank you. Good night.
See you lads around the celluloid factory. Hey? Folks, recent crime investigations indicate evidence of a nationwide decline in moral and spiritual values. Unfortunately, some of our young people seem to be afflicted. These are America's citizens of tomorrow. The threat to them and to the whole country demands strong and united countermeasures. The support of way of life based on the enduring principles of religion and to maintain the power for good offered by religious institutions are among the most critical tasks facing America today. Thank you.
The show was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and they're bringing his guests, Jimmy Stewart and Anna Maria Alberghetti.
You are listening to the Old Time Radio Hour. Broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. Subscribe to our podcast at no charge through Podbean or iTunes. Next, we have an episode of The Martin and Lewis Show with Fred McMurray as their guest star. The partnership lasted for 10 years with 13 successful movies as well as the radio show. But after that long run, Dean Martin wanted to revive his solo career as a singer, and Jerry Lewis went on to lots more comic success with his manic and sometimes maddening character. He was also known for raising lots of money for charity on his telethons. You'll enjoy the sketches and the songs as we listen to Martin and Lewis, first broadcast May 19th, 1953 on NBC.
Transcribed.
Jerry, come here. Oh, George, you shouldn't have walked between Jerry and me.
No, I'm sorry, fellas.
We'll fix it. Bread and butter, Dean.
Bread and butter.
What goes up the chimney?
Smoke.
What do you smoke?
Chesterfield.
Right, and that's our bread and butter.
Which means the Chesterfield, first cigarette with premium quality in both regular and king size, brings you the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show.
Chesterfield is best for you, much milder, better tasting too. They're today's best cigarette, why?
Come on.
on, smokers. Why don't you try
Chesterfield?
Best for you.
Chesterfield, best for you. Regular, king size, either way. Make a Chesterfield today.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to bring you our master of ceremonies, Dean Martin.
Well, it's broadcast time again. We're all set to hold up our mad musical powwow. My wild Indian partner, Crazy Head Jerry, is in his wigwam sending up Chesterfield smoke signals. But he'll soon be here whooping it up with me side by side. In the meantime, Big Chief Richard, that's your musical cue to strike up the music.
Oh, we got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we'll travel along, singing a song side by side. We don't know what's coming tomorrow. Maybe it's trouble and sorrow, but we'll travel the road, sharing our load side by side. Through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall? Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all. When they've all had their quarrels and parted, we'll be the same as we started, just a traveling along, singing a song side by side.
Comes the time to introduce my partner. You know, Jerry and I have been together for a long, long time. I remember the first time I met him. I was working by myself when a young boy came up to me and said,
"Need any help digging those ditches, mister?"
Yeah. All right, Jerry. So I dug ditches before I met you. That's because my family was very poor.
So what? My family was poorer. Why, when I graduated from public school, my mother didn't get me long pants like the other kids had.
What'd she do?
She let down the hem on my diaper.
Oh. That may be so, but you were rich compared to us. Why, my mother had 10 mouths to feed.
No fooling. I thought the other 9 were wrinkles.
We were much poorer than your family, Jer. Why, 5 of us kids had to sleep in the bureau.
Well, at least half of you had drawers.
Still insist you had it tougher, eh?
Oh, indeedy-dee-I-deedy-do. In fact, Dean, there were 17 of us, and we all slept on the floor.
That must have been quite a sight.
I'll say, did you ever see a room with wall-to-wall people?
If this is going to be a contest about poverty, I must warn you, you're talking to a real bum. Why, in order to make ends meet, my mother had to take in sewing.
You think that's something? My poor old mother had to take in washing.
Well, lots of mothers take in washing.
Cars?
Never. Now, how could your mother wash cars in the house?
Dean Martin, we may have been poor, but we had a very large sink.
I'm surprised she didn't use the bathtub.
That's ridiculous, Dean. She couldn't have used the bathtub to wash cars.
Yeah.
That was full of buses.
Oh. So your mother washed buses in the bathtub.
And she used nothing but Halo shampoo.
Why not plain soap?
Don't you realize Dean Martin soaping dulled buses? Halo glorifies them.
I just hate myself for forgetting. So your mother washed cars.
Yeah.
Well, doggone it.
How about that? Oh, I was a miserable child.
Oh. But I bet I was miserabler than you as a child. I was a dirty, filthy kid.
Look at that big shot bragging. Why, I was filthier than you'll ever be.
Oh, yeah? Well, then top this if you can. I wore clothes with patches on them.
I wore patches with clothes on.
I can still prove I was poorer than you. Want to compare socks?
Okay, smart Alec, I'll take you on.
Okay, when I was a kid, I had only one pair of socks.
Pair? You had two socks?
Well, Natalie, I had 2 feet.
You had 2 feet?
Sure, everybody's born with 2 feet.
I was born with only one. We were very poor.
Okay, you beat me on socks. You want to try for shoes?
Okay.
This guy's a sucker for punishment.
Now, we'll see. My shoes had a hole in the sole the size of a quarter.
In my shoes, the holes were the size of a half dollar.
So what? Lots of people have holes in their shoes the size of a half dollar.
In pennies?
Give up, Bobby.
Let's try shirts. When I was a kid, Jerry, I wore shirts made out of flour sacks.
Huh. I used to wear shirts made out of bags of Vigoro.
Vigoro?
Oh, yes, on warm days. Oh, on those warm days, I used to break out in grass.
Shall we have a go at hunger, old chap?
Splendid.
All right, top this. We Martins were really a starved bunch. When our family sat around the dinner table, it was a stable, come to think of it. You know, we Martins were really a starved bunch. When our family sat around the dinner table, anything that even looked like food, we ate.
After we finished dinner, Mother used to count the kids. Your turn, sweetie.
Okay, Fink. All our spare money went to pay doctor bills for Grandpa.
We had a bar to pay doctor bills for my grandfather. He suffered from a rare disease, curfew legs.
Your grandfather had curfew legs?
At 10 o'clock, all the joints closed up.
Why should I argue with you? I must be stupid.
You're stupid? Why, I'm so stupid.
That's all. I give up.
Years ahead of them all. Chesterfield is years ahead of them all. The quality contrast between Chesterfield and other leading brands is a revealing story. Recent chemical analyses give an index of good quality for the country's 6 leading cigarette brands. The index of good quality table, which is a ratio of high sugar to low nicotine, shows Chesterfield quality highest. Chesterfield quality highest. 15% higher than its nearest competitor. Chesterfield quality highest. 31% higher than the average of the 5 other leading brands. Yes, Chesterfield is first with premium quality in both regular and king size. Don't you want to try a cigarette with a record like this? Chesterfield.
You know, folks, if I could write a book, I'd dedicate it to all the wonderful audiences, radio, television, and motion picture, who have received Jerry and me with such great enthusiasm. But since my voice is mightier than my pen, I think I'll sing it instead.
If they ask me, I could write a book about the way walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget. simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers as my book ends how to make two lovers a friend.
Well, friends, I'd like you to meet our guest for tonight. He's a chap I've known for a long, long time.
I've known him for even longer. He used to go up to the bowling alley where I was the head pin boy.
Okay, so you were the head pin boy. This fella is a famous movie star.
Every time he came to the bowling alley, he used to ask for me.
Oh, Jerry.
He used to say, "Where's Pinhead Lewis?"
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a great guy and a mighty fine actor. You can look forward to seeing him soon starring in the Herbert J. Yates production, Fair Wind to Java. Here he is, that man among men, and a greater man among women, Mr. Fred McMurray.
Thank you. Hiya, Dean.
Hi, Fred. Say, if that microphone isn't high enough, you can raise it.
Oh, thanks. I think I will raise it. Stuck.
Get your hands off my neck. That's the microphone over there, Freddie.
Oh. Fred. Fred, this is my partner, Jerry Lewis.
This is a human being I'm looking at?
Here now, take heed, Mr. McMurray. I may be puny, anemic, and a skinny marink. But the last one who insulted my physique was beaten within an inch of her life.
Her? You mean you fought a girl?
I didn't know her well enough to wrestle.
Fred, Jerry told me he met you once before. Is that true?
Well, he does look familiar, but... Wait a minute. Jerry, didn't I see you the time I went abalone fishing?
No.
That's funny. I could have sworn I scraped something like you off a rock.
Wait a minute, Dean.
Now, let me see now. Look, Jerry, did you ever model labels for an iodine company?
No. Is that clear? No. K-N-O-E. No.
Fred, I'll give you a hint. Jerry claims he met you in a bowling alley.
Now I remember.
I knew it.
This is the stupid, moronic, idiotic, imbecilic pin boy.
Glory be, he remembers me.
Well, I'm glad that's settled. You know, Fred, I envy your career in pictures, making love to all those beautiful stars.
Well, Dean, it's not as great as it's cracked up to be, you know. All day long, you make love to Barbara Stanwyck, and then you go home. And all day, next day, you make love to Eleanor Parker, and then you go home. Then you make love to Claudette Colbert, then you go home.
What don't you like about it?
Going home.
Oh, I figured.
At least you don't meet these women only in your dreams like I do. Every night I dream that there's nothing but beautiful women left in the whole world and I'm the only man.
Well, that sounds great.
What great? In a dream, I'm 82 years old.
Now, believe me, fellas, fame in pictures is fleeting. You know, that's why I invested my money in a cattle breeding ranch.
Hey, Jer, that's what you ought to do. Breed cattle.
I can't. My nostrils aren't wide enough.
No, Jerry, what Dean means is that I go in for animal husbandry.
Animal husbandry? Yeah. You mean you have a Lonely Hearts Club for cows?
No, it's experimental work, Jer. Fred went to school and studied animals.
A likely story.
What do you mean a likely story? I did, too, go to school and study animals.
Okay, let's hear you say something in horse.
Jer, will you stop?
Yeah, now, look, Jerry, I don't talk horse, but I can tell you about my breeding experiments with other animals. I once crossed a cow with a sheep.
A cow and a sheep. What'd you get?
Wool and milk.
Oh.
You think that's something? My uncle once crossed a mouse with an elephant.
What'd he get?
A rat that never forgets.
What's a rat got to remember?
Now, my experiment with cattle breeding has really paid off, you know. It's not like it used to be in the old days when we had to drive the cattle thousands of miles to market. Yeah, we owe a great deal of thanks to the people who built the railroads across this country.
Well, Fred, we can't thank them in person, but we can thank them for the sketch. Penniman?
Yes, Dean.
Start thanking.
Thank you, Dean.
Forget
it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Chesterfield Players present Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and Fred McMurray in a regular saga of the king-size men who built the first regular railroad across our king-size continent. It's the story of regular cattlemen who welcomed the king-sized railroad and of the very, very sad Indians who lived a hard and unhappy life, entitled Blackfeet, Why Are You Blue?
I'm with the Santa Fe Roadbed Company. I'm the president, Ralph Roadbed. This is the only business I've ever known. I've got railroads in my blood, and believe me, it's not good. Every time I cut myself shaving, I bleed train.
I'm head of the construction crew. My full name is Sidney Head. I'm in charge of clearing the land by cutting down the trees. I work like a beaver, and it's not easy. So far, I've worn out 4 front teeth.
I'm no beginner in the railroad business either. I go way back. My name is Ludwig Caboose. I'm former of the labor gang working out of New York.
Men, we can't lay any more track in this hot sun. Look at our construction crew. They're dying like flies.
How come?
They are flies.
You hired flies to build this railroad?
And a shrewd move it was, too. When the road is finished, we won't have to lay them off.
What do we do?
Swat them.
Boss, we'll have to lay our railroad track faster. I just checked and they're getting ahead of us.
Who's getting ahead of us?
The people putting up the Burma Shave signs.
Don't worry. We'll beat them yet. We've only been laying this track for 3 years.
How much track have we laid?
3 inches.
In 3 years, you've only laid 3 inches of track?
Men, I may be slow, but I'm neat.
So slowly, but slowly, our track building labors went on. We were scheduled to meet the construction crew building eastward from California in Pismo Beach on New Year's Day. Onward we built. New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio,
Illinois, Missouri, Oklahoma,
Arkansas, Texas, New York.
What are you doing back in New York?
The fair is still going on.
At last the day is near. The great day when both ends of the railroad are to meet. I'm scared that somebody will beat me to the honor of hammering in the last spike.
I, too, am scared that somebody will beat me to the honor of hammering in the last spike.
I'm more scared than both of them. I'm spiked.
Men, for 3 weeks we've been digging this tunnel through the mountain. I'm ready to quit.
Well, it's a good thing for us. We found a place to dump all the sand and gravel, huh, boss? Boss, why don't you say something?
I can't. My mouth is full of sand and gravel.
Boss, forget this tunnel. I found a shortcut. I laid the tracks over that mountain over there.
You must be going crazy. There is no mountain over there.
There isn't? Well, don't just stand there, men. Gather rocks.
Ah, let's quit. We can't build this railroad any further.
But we must. We just must. We just must or bust.
We can't quit when we're so close to our goal. Look, there's the geyser, Old Faithful.
Yes, and it's shooting water up 5,000 feet.
Man, dig that crazy drinking fountain.
Hey, look. One of our horses just bent over to take a drink from it.
What happened to the horse?
He's now a giraffe.
That figures, dear.
We better be careful from now on, men. We're approaching Indian country. I can tell by the signs.
What signs?
That one over there. It says you're now approaching Indian country.
Look, the Indians know we're here. They're sending up smog signals.
You mean smoke signals?
These are California Indians.
But yeah. Why is the smog so black?
They're talking Dighty. Ow!
I just got one of the Redskins. I shot him under the blanket.
Did you kill him?
No, but I knocked him out of bed.
Good.
I just got their leader, Chief Standing Bull.
You mean Sitting Bull. You don't know your Indians.
You don't know where I got them.
We made it, men. We made it. We really made it, men. There comes the railroad crew we were supposed to meet.
Hello, East to West. I'm West to East. We just finished our end of the railroad.
We just finished ours, too.
Yeah, now somebody better hurry and invent the train.
But look at the track you laid. It's so thin.
Yeah, we ran out of steel, so we had to use spaghetti.
Yeah, but you'll never get a train to ride over that track. It's so lumpy.
How do you like that? We forgot to take out the meatball.
Yeah! Chesterfield is best for you. Listen to Chesterfield's record. For a full year and 2 months, a doctor has been making regular examinations of a group of Chesterfield smokers, and he reports no adverse effects to the nose, throat, and sinuses from smoking Chesterfields. Don't you want to try a cigarette with a record like this? Chesterfield. First with premium quality in both regular and king size. Chesterfield. First choice with Young America. And that's from a survey of 274 colleges and universities. Try Chesterfield's today. Remember, Chesterfield is America's best cigarette buy.
You know, friends, every singer has a mental scrapbook in which he keeps all the songs that he has ever liked. And so tonight I go to the scrapbook for a song that will always be one of my special favorites.
Alone with a sky of romance above. Alone on a night that was meant for love. There must be someone waiting who feels the way I do. Whoever you are you? are you alone? Alone on this night that we two could share. Alone, alone with your kiss that could make me care. And when you come, I'll promise to be your very own. Alone with a heart meant for you.
Well, that's the kind of singing me ranchers like to hear when we're sitting around the old bunkhouse.
Well, thanks, partner.
You know, if you boys ever get a weekend off, why don't you come out the ranch? I'll let you ride one of my horses.
Not me. The last time I got on a horse, his head fell off.
His head didn't fall off. You got on the horse backwards.
Oh, and all the time I thought he had long eyelashes.
Yeah.
Well, the offer still goes, fellas. Give me a buzz when you want to come down. Be my guest.
Well, thanks. That's a mighty good offer, and you've been a mighty good guest for us.
That's right. Our door is wide open for your return visits anytime, and thanks very much, Fred.
Thanks, Dean. Thanks, Jerry. So
good
long,
night,
everybody.
Fred. Good night.
Good night, Fred.
Remember, friends, Chesterfield is first with premium quality in both regular and king size. And here's another fact you smokers should remember.
Recent chemical analyses show that of the country's six leading cigarette brands, Chesterfield quality is highest.
That backs up what we've been telling you. Chesterfield is best for you. So try them today. I know you'll enjoy that Chesterfield mildness.
So until next week, this is Dean Martin.
And this is Jerry Lewis saying good night, everybody.
God bless y'all.
You just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Produced and directed by Dick Mack. Written by Arthur Phillips and Austin Kalish. With music prepared and conducted by Dick Stabile. And this is George Fenneman reminding you to listen to Chesterfield's award-winning show, Dragnet, Sunday night on this same NBC station.
Now, new Fatima has the tip for your lips. Fatima tips of perfect cork. King size for natural filtering. Fatima quality for a much better flavor and aroma. So remember, new Fatima has the tip for your lips. Fatima. See how smooth they are.
Remember, Fatima is made by the makers of Chesterfield. Liggett and Myers, one of tobacco's most respected names.
Thank you so much for listening to the Old Time Radio Hour. I hope you can join us again next week, when we present a great work of literature adapted for NBC Theater. We appreciate your tuning in to enjoy the best of old-time radio. And until next week, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying, so long for now.